Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live, Brainwashing Laboratory. In this file, I am going to take you to the R&D department of Nimja Incorporated, when we will visit there. You might be subjected to all kinds of things. But I'm getting ahead of myself. See, Nimja Incorporated has all kinds of offices, those with worker bees, well, something else beginning with a B. Some R&D departments, marketing, and a few others that you may find out about later. Today, you are going to get a tour of the R&D department, specifically the brainwashing laboratory. You've heard whispers about this place. You've heard rumors, stories. Although none of the stories seem to be concrete in any way, it seems curious and enticing. Now, before you can enter the research and development wing, you have to go through a security process to make sure that you're not taking any secrets with you when you leave. You may also not be in possession of your mind anymore on the way out, but that is an unfortunate side effect of the visit, I'm sure. For now, just relax and focus on my voice as I go over you top to bottom, making sure that you're not carrying with you any recording equipment or anything else to take pictures or try to take with you what you're about to experience. See, the only part of you that is allowed to experience this is your mind. You are not allowed to record this, try to take pictures, or otherwise try to sidestep the security. That would not please me. Now, I'm sure that you only have the best of intentions, that curiosity is what drove you here. You applied for a tour and you got permission. Isn't that great? Now, what's really good is that while you are here, I'm also going to tell you a little bit about what's about to happen. In the brainwashing laboratory, there are a number of experiments running at any time, and they can be very different from day to day, as some of them prove to be effective and others maybe less so. We cannot in advance know everything that happens to the human brain now, can we? We have to go by trial and error. And the same goes for you. Today, you are going to enjoy trial and error on your mind. And you get to take home with you the knowledge of what works best for you. Keep in mind that this test will not be comprehensive, and who knows what kind of different things we will have another time for you. So listen. Listen and let yourself be guided through the corridors, deeper into the building of Nimja Incorporated, through the security scanners and the very well-dressed people that welcome you in the brainwashing laboratory. Now, you are not quite sure if the person in goggles and a lab coat that you're meeting is Nimja himself, but the voice of the man is pleasant enough, and maybe it is, Maybe you're lucky enough to visit while I am actually working in the department. I don't introduce myself, I just let the environment speak for me. Once you get through the big double doors that lead into the lab, the room is too much to take in all at once. It's more of a hall with different sections, each of them with different tools and different kinds of equipment, some of which you don't even recognize. Screens, measuring equipment, even something that vaguely looks like a seismograph. It's okay. You're going to get a tour, and we're going to go through them all one by one. Now, I'm sure that you're very curious what all of these things are, but I bid for you to be patient. We're going to go each thing at a time, giving it its due attention. We don't want to rush brainwashing you now, don't we? Now, the simplest item we have here is, in fact, a clock. It's a very nice clock, don't you agree? With elaborate hands and a very beautiful display. And it has a very enticing tick and talk. See, every time that you look at the clock and follow the second hand around, it's almost as if the background of the clock shimmers with the echo of a spiral. And you don't even realize that you may or may not have been staring at the center of the clock for a while already, just enjoying how it looks and listening to my explanation of how we are experimenting with old-fashioned technology with new knowledge. That something as simple and elegant as a clock can easily hold your attention, because every part of the clock works together. Every gear is precisely measured for a single purpose. And you may even be wondering if your brain could be like that. Precisely purposed, measured to the finest degree, and put in place, among others. See, the idea of a clock is not a new one. People have been comforted by the sound of a clock for hundreds of years. And improving such a simple mechanism with just the tiniest of adjustments can increase their effectiveness quite a bit. And staring at the hands especially seems to be sort of nice, doesn't it? It's okay if you're starting to feel a tingle in the base of your spine slowly working its way up through your mind. Who knows? Maybe you would enjoy being a cog, a specifically geared piece in a greater whole. But let's move on to the next one, shall we? I'm sure you could stare at this clock forever, but there's much more to be seen. Now, there are a lot of things that we try to do here. Chemical, visual, even emotional. For example, we've been experimenting with different kinds of vocal effects, like evil laughs or playful giggles, and they seem to have different effects on people. But we'll move to that later. Let me first show you something else. Now I hope that you would be okay with me placing these electrodes on your temples. They're not going to do anything, they're only going to measure your brain activity. The beauty of this is that at any point, you could simply close your eyes and you'd see your own brain activity. Now, wouldn't that be nice? Closing your eyes and seeing absolutely nothing as your brain is doing nothing. But sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. For now, your brain activity will be reflected on this display. Now, did you know that people believe that pressure points on the head would be able to affect people? That by gently or firmly pressing against specific points, you could help people to relax or take away anxiety and do all kinds of other things. Now, if you would care to sit here for a moment, we actually have an expert here. It's a little bit like a head massage. And if you like, you can sit down. Otherwise, we'll just display it for you. All it takes is a moment of choice. And it doesn't take long for them to begin. They start moving their fingers over the scalp and pressing in certain specific places. They must be very experienced because the feeling that it causes is absolutely divine. A wonderful head massage. Before you even realize it, your eyes have closed. And you let yourself sink deeper into the chairs. The pressure points on your head help you to relax. You almost completely forget that you were able to see your own brain activity while your eyes were closed. It's like a little shimmer in the center of your vision. And the smaller it is, the less you are thinking. And right now, it's very possible that you're thinking extremely little, as the pressure points on your head are being massaged better and better, more and more. And while all of this is going on, you don't hear my footsteps as I walk through the room and prepare a few things for you later. The massaging of your brain just feels wonderful, and you feel extremely relaxed. You could almost fall asleep like this. And once the massage stops, rather than it feeling like a pity, you feel this rush of relaxation washing over you. It's like your head has never been quieter. Now, are you ready to move on to the next thing? I'm sure you are. I help you stand up and take you to the next part in the laboratory. Now, we've been experimenting with some other things as well. If you were to put on these goggles, these lenses would somehow change everything you see. And the beauty of this is that everything that changes somehow changes the way you think about them. How we perceive the world is very important and what we think about the world. So with these goggles on, who knows what you can see? Now one of the things you could do is put them on and look at me for a moment. Put on those goggles and look at me and see that your world could easily change. But we're going to move on. I think we can go back to the goggles in a moment. I'm sure your brain is still curious to see what else it could experience. Now, I'm sure that you know that the brain is full of electricity created by chemicals in your brain. Little neurons are firing messages back and forth every time that you think, every time that you try to remember something, every time that you try to choose. Now, what's interesting about this is that this can be modified. These paths can be moved and redirected. And it takes very little energy. The difficulty, of course, lies in putting that energy in the right place. Because your brain is very complex. But your subconscious is extremely powerful. It takes but a small suggestion to fire all those electrons that are listening to me into a deeper state where you listen without judging and just experience my words. A shiver down your spine becomes a real shiver. A simple deep breath becomes a wonderful bit of relaxation. And I might have been, slightly dishonest about the electrodes that I placed on your temples. They can do more than just measure your activity. They can influence it in subtle ways. See, once they find out how you relax, they emphasize it. Every person has a unique mind. And they're not going to influence you too much, because we want to know what other things happen when you look at all this work. Oh, and I have a fun little children's toy here. I'm sure you've seen these before. A little tube with mirrors inside that when you look through makes the most wonderful patterns. A kaleidoscope. When you look through this one, you'll find that the patterns are a bit more unique than what you're used to. Try looking. Try noticing how many different colors there are inside and how many shapes it can make. And in fact, you might even notice that the more you look, the less you think. Or maybe you notice that later, because you just keep on looking and you cannot quite look away. For such a simple toy, it is surprisingly alluring. And in fact, you almost feel as if there's messages deep inside, hidden between the shapes and colors. And are you hearing a sound through the shapes? A shiver running down your spine as you absorb the hidden words that help you to listen, that help you to to go deeper and deeper in a wonderful trance as you stare focused at the colors and shapes that merge before you, at all the things that happen to your body. You know, they call this synesthesia, one sense influencing another. How color can become smell, sound, touch. When I gently take away the toy, you feel almost dazed, confused. That's okay. We can go on. I'm sure that you want to see everything that the brainwashing laboratory has to offer. Although I don't think we have enough time for quite that. But I'll show you the best ones. Now, the next one, well, this isn't actually the thing itself, it's just a mirror. And you can see yourself. And I'd like you to look at yourself and notice how relaxed you are. Let yourself be surprised by how incredibly relaxed you've become in such a short time. And as you're staring, notice that you actually become more relaxed the deeper you stare into your own eyes. When you breathe in, you might even notice that there's a sweet, gentle smell in the air. You didn't notice me releasing some subtle gas that helps you to go deeper into trance. And as you look at yourself, becoming almost zombie-like, in complete and total openness, you realize slowly that you're listening to every word I say. And right now you know that if I were to snap my fingers and tell you to draw, that your mind and body would have no choice. When your eyes blink, the mirror is gone. In fact, you're sitting down in a chair. It's a very comfortable armchair, and the back of it appears to have one of those massaging. You don't really remember when you went away from the mirror or sat down in the chair, but you do realize that it's okay. The chair seems very comfortable. There's an odd tingling in the back of your neck, but it must be part of the massage. You realize that when your eyes are closed right now, it's completely dark. In fact, it's like your conscious mind has almost entirely switched off. Sitting down in this incredibly comfortable chair is wonderful. It helps you feel so relaxed. I turn the chair slowly and move you to a screen. And on this screen you see me talking to you, surrounded by a spiral, telling you that it's okay to listen, to let go, to drop, and just follow my words. That being in a deep trance is a gift to be enjoyed. and that you don't always need all this to go into a deep trance. In fact, quite the opposite. Once you know how this feels and once your brain knows how to switch, it can. It can just go as easy as just wanting to be in trance, following the drop that is commanded. And of course, you won't just drop for anyone. They need to earn that privilege, don't they? Now we're not quite done yet. See, imagine for a moment a pool with the last parts of your conscious mind still present, and in fact still sitting in the chair. When you open your eyes, you see a hologram of a pool, and the pool isn't full, far from it. There seems to be a little bit left, and I tell you that this pool represents your brain activity. And notice, after I press a button, that it's slowly draining. The pool of your brain is emptying, being drained until there is nothing left in your conscious mind. Emptier and emptier, deeper and deeper. And before you know it, just like the pool, blank, empty, drop. And we're going to do a little experiment to see how wonderfully deep you are. You will repeat after me. I like being brainwashed. I like being brought into trance. I like following your words. I feel so relaxed and open. I feel completely blank. I am happy being blank. I have no worries or thoughts. I am completely free. Very good, you can stop repeating. You've done very well. There may be a place at Ninja Inc. for you yet, although we'll have to see where I would place you. Now, before you go, I have a little gift for you. A piece of Ninja Inc. jewelry. Just a small necklace or a bracelet. You can even choose a belt. When you wear this, you'll find that it's easier to focus. But keep in mind, it does make you in a way property of Ninja Inc. So be careful when you wear it. I'm joking, of course. They're just an innocent gift from the brainwashing department. There's nothing to worry about. I'm sure we couldn't fit any microcontrollers in there that are able to influence your thoughts while you wear them. That is just way too advanced. Science hasn't gotten that far, right? Well then, I think this will conclude our tour for now. And I believe that there was somewhere else you wanted to look. So just enjoy this state of mind, especially if something is about to follow. Otherwise, you can just awaken as you leave the building. Enjoy.